Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. On this podcast, I share my experiences, insights, and knowledge with you on health, beauty, personal development, and wellness. Every week, we have interviews with amazing pioneers in their fields. Hey, beauties, welcome back to our Monday solo cast show today, where we are going to cover a hugely important topic around overcoming not feeling good enough and owning your true self. So this is a topic that is very close to my heart. I have struggled with this quite a bit myself, as most all of us have. And I'm really excited today to share some personal stories and also research tips and tools to help you on your journey into really being in touch with your amazing self and ridding this idea that you're not good enough once and for all. It is a journey to get there, but we can support each other on the path. Before we dive in, I just want to take a moment to shout out our fan of the week. And her name is also Kimberly, but with two E's at the end, Kimberly81. And she says, authentic wellness advice. I've been following Kimberly Snyder since a friend told me about her GGS recipe in the summer of 2011. I was hooked on the way Kimberly presented wellness advice from her very first book, The Beauty Detox Solution. She has such an authenticity and open-mindedness about her. You'll never hear judgment in her voice, simply a reiteration of the community mantra, progress, not perfection. She does not demonize ways of living that may not be in alignment with hers, but instead strives to help everyone live their happiest and healthiest lives doing what feels right in their bodies. This podcast is about so much more than nutrition and has become one of my favorite wellness rituals. Thank you for continuing to share such unique and thought-provoking topics with your audience on a weekly basis. Well, so thank you so much, Kimberly81, for being our fan of the week. I send you so much love. I am so grateful for you. I'm so grateful that we can share our journeys together and support each other. So thank you so much. And for you, beauty, listening to this, if you haven't yet left a review, and for your chance to be the fan of the week, shout it out, please go to iTunes and leave a review. It just takes under 3 minutes, really. And it's a wonderful way to spread the love and to support the podcast and help to spread the message. You can also take a screenshot of the podcast right now on your smartphone and perhaps text it to a friend or family member that you think would benefit. Or you can post it on your Instagram story or your Snapchat or Facebook or wherever you are. And that's also a wonderful way to spread the love. So that being said, let's dive into our topic today, overcoming not feeling good and owning your true self. So as I mentioned earlier, this is a huge, huge, huge topic. I'm going to share about some stories and concepts, tips and tools, but this is something I feel like we all have to work on lifelong. This is a process. This is part of our unfolding into really being in touch with our true nature, our true essence at the core of who we are, which is beyond what we look like and what we do in the world. And I know this is a huge idea to wrap our minds and our heads around because we live in this culture, we live in this world where it seems like we're constantly being judged and measured on these very things by how we look, by how pretty we are, or how skinny we are, or how muscular we are, or how much we achieve. And so it's really hard to believe that that isn't the core of who we are when there's so much noise in the modern world around reinforcing these ideas. But there is another way. And there is this whole path of stillness, of tuning in that comes to us largely from the East, actually. It comes from yogic philosophy. It comes from meditation, which is, I feel like we've gotten to this point in the West where we've reached this breaking point, so to speak. And I'm so happy to see that mindfulness and meditation and consciousness and yoga and all these modalities are rising up in the West. And we're starting to actually, as a collective, take a look at wow, am I really what I do? Am I really what my job title is? Am I really what the weight, what the scale says? Is that, does that define me? And more, when we start to create that awareness and we start to go into this inquiry and we have these questions, we can start to, that's a way to start tapping into realizing, hold on here, those things don't define me. And whether I do well in my job or my career or I don't, I still actually have this deep inherent value, which can never be taken away from me. So I want to start by paraphrasing Ram Dass, who is a wonderful teacher. I like his books very much. Be Here Now, Be Love Now. There's a wonderful documentary on Netflix called Anyways, I'll link to it in the show notes. I cannot think of it, beauties. I'm so sorry. But there's several documentaries on him. There's one that's shorter. It's like 30 minutes. And it's the one I really like about his perspective of this. And what he talks about is, you know, we're all pilgrims on the path. And we are all eventually going to go back to source. We all have different paths. But one thing that we can do to really help each other is to share our journey and to talk about our own experiences, because this can help each other and this can help each other have new perspectives and to have new insights. So for me, I want to share a little bit about my journey, and I am very much with you. I'm on the path. I'm on the journey. But I will say that I have been able to make huge progress in getting past what I would call a debilitating perfectionist syndrome in my life. So I want to share with you a little bit about that. And I'll start by saying that for my childhood, you know, middle school, high school, I was very obsessed with having perfect grades. And if I didn't, if I had a, you know, A minus, it was like the end of the world. And I was really obsessed with it. I was looking for that external validation. I was always looking forward to my report card and seeing the, you know, the grades there. And it was something outside of myself that proved that I was okay. And the same thing with my body. You know, starting in high school, I became really obsessed with being thin. My whole story with my body is it's like a saga. It just keeps going for all those years from, you know, running a lot, being obsessed with calories, just having, you know, different forms of eating disorders. Now I can qualitatively say, looking back on this, and just having so much of my mind consumed with my body, thinking about it all the time. Again, even when I was trying the different diets, thinking if I was doing it right, you know, charting my calories, it just was so much energy. And then by the end of college and after college, I swung the other way, where I was partying a lot and drinking a lot of beer and a lot of vodka drinks and a lot of late night pizza and a lot of cafeteria food and a lot of animal crackers and a lot of all kinds of things. And I gained quite a bit of weight, and my, you know, my acne really flared up. I was really, really bloated, and it was my way. It wasn't balanced, but it was my way of going the other extreme. By trying to claim back some of my freedom and saying, hey, I'm not going to be controlled anymore by my weight, so I'm just going to let it all go. But the problem with that as well was that I didn't feel good that way either. I felt really bloated. I didn't look people in the eye because I didn't feel good about my skin. And I just didn't feel good. I just didn't feel good about myself. And so for me, the journey and the pathway has been really finding balance and realizing, you know, it doesn't have to be these extremes where I let everything go completely and then I still don't feel good in my body, or I control my body so much to be super thin and I definitely don't feel good in my body. But it's about realizing, you know, and this has been, you know, fairly recent, just the last few years, where I've really said, hey, I have this information to eat healthy. I write about it. I talk about it with you guys. So I definitely have this information. I know it works. And I'm just going to follow this, and I'm going to let go of all this stress and anxiety around my body. And once I started doing that, and again, it's a practice, and I know it's not easy, but when I started letting go and tuning in more to how I feel, I started to just feel literally more connected with myself. And this idea like my body wasn't good enough just started to naturally fall away more and more. And I'm not saying that it has completely gone away, but I've just started to focus so much more on how I feel moment to moment, day to day. And I've gotten rid of my scale. I got rid of all the charts and the apps and all, everything based on numbers, which used to be such a controlling factor for me. So I rid my house, my life of them. And I really went back to myself and I started tuning in more to myself. And that has really helped me. On the other aspect of the doing, this has been another aspect of my life where it's like doing, doing, doing. And I know we can relate to this, you know, whether you may be on a job track at your company, whether you're a police officer or, you know, you work at a marketing firm or a tech firm, or you're a school teacher or a professor, whatever your line of work is, you may start to think, oh my gosh, I have to climb to the next level. I have to be here. I have to do this. And you're never quite there. Or if you're juggling, as I am, being a mother and your career, this endless doing, oh, and the house has to be clean and the food has to be made and I'm exhausted, but I have to do all this stuff. You're just running around in circles all the time. It comes from putting our value on what we do in the world, which is, again, something that's emphasized in our society. So if we continue to look outside of ourselves, if we look at the news, if we look at even popular magazines or articles, news feeds, social media, we'll see that emphasized. And so it will reinforce that inner critic inside of us that says, oh, you aren't doing enough, or you aren't skinny enough, you aren't pretty enough, you aren't da 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 da. Always just so much noise outside. And so that's why it requires great strength, it requires great patience, great compassion, but this practice of consistently tuning in to really start to, it's an awareness. We don't earn our value. We don't get our worth. It's just not something that we ever have to attain or achieve. What a big lesson this was for me. I don't get self-worth. I'm not good enough because my grades were straight A's, or because I became a New York Times bestseller, or because I reached a certain weight. It's really just because I'm me. I am alive, you know, depending on your spiritual beliefs, we can say we have an essence, we have a core, we have a soul, we have a spirit. There's this part of us that's beyond, so far beyond what we do and what we look like. And it's so hard to get in touch with it sometimes because we live in this plane of noise and we're constantly outside of ourselves. So for me, the first thing I want to say, and you know, Ram Dass talks about this, Eckhart, Deepak, all these amazing teachers, Paramahansa Yogananda, all the yogis, all the sages, they talk about this idea of going within. Dr. David Hawkins, it's this idea that we, all this knowledge, all this connection and actually feeling good can only come from going inside of ourselves. And the funny thing is, the crazy thing is, we live in this world that's always doing the opposite. Here's the flashy, you know, Netflix show, YouTube video, you know, video I watch on my iPhone, the, you know, the stores, the malls with all the fancy clothes and the pretty shiny jewelry, and everything is pulling us outside ourselves. And so there's nothing wrong with any of that. I like watching videos too, and I love clothes and I love all these things. But if it's not balanced with cultivating this inner landscape, this inner time we have with ourselves, the problem is that we get very imbalanced. It's like having candida in your gut. If there is an overgrowth of candida albicans, this yeast, this strain that is naturally part of our bodies, but when it overgrows, it proliferates like crazy, it takes over, then we get really imbalanced. So what I'm saying is that it's not that we can't have videos, social media, clothes, all these things in our life, but we also have to have this time in stillness, in quiet, in meditations, in journaling, in affirmations. To me, this has been number one, hands down, the biggest part of me overcoming my perfectionist syndrome. I could think about it consciously, a lot. I could, you know, talk about it with friends, my best friend. I've talked about it for hours and hours. But there has to be this bridge where we start to actually feel our inner selves. For some of us, and let's talk about this, for some of us, it's very, very difficult. So for me, this is where my asana practice, my yoga practice was really helpful because I had to work my body out. I couldn't really sit until my body felt like it was exercised and it was moved and it was exhausted. And then I would sit there in Shavasana and I would, it was the beginning because when I started doing yoga, it was so hard for me to lie in Shavasana. I would look at the clock. I would feel really twitchy. I would feel like this is a waste of time or I'm bored or whatever it was. But eventually I started to look forward to enjoy that thoughtless space, that dropping down. And that started to lead to me going deeper into my actual meditations. And it led to me looking forward to having introspective time to meditate, to visualize. Now, granted, I am naturally an introvert. I do a lot of things out in the world, but I naturally do get a lot of energy from being alone, from having this time to meditate. So if you're more of an extrovert, this may not be as much of your life, but I do think it is important to have it some part of your life, whether you are an introvert or an extrovert, this time, which can look very different for all of us, but to sit and to breathe and to fit, you know, just to really feel before we just think, but actually to feel what's going on within ourselves. So for me, when I started pushing away, I stopped pushing away my feelings is when I started to actually let go of them. So this is very much a detox process. You and I have talked about before physically detoxing. We talk about, for instance, fiber. So when we have the Glowing Green smoothie every day, when we're having a fiber salad or we're having the Dharma's kale salad, all that fiber is going through our system and it's picking up little remnants, acids, just toxins. It's helping to just flush things through our system and then it moves through. But we consume the Glowing Green smoothie and we let it do its thing and then it moves through us. And it's that process of getting closer to that waterfall, that analogy I talk about in the Beauty Detox Solution, where there is this beautiful movement and there is this beautiful flow. And I very much do 1,000,000% of my being believe it's the same thing with feelings and emotions. A lot of not feeling good is trapped energy, partly trapped energy, guilt, shame, everything. We're holding on to these ideas like we're not a good friend or we screwed up or maybe we did something bad in the past. We cheated on a test or we cheated on our boyfriend. Or we overate the cupcakes or whatever it is. We've all done things and holding on to guilt and shame makes it very hard to believe that we are good enough. It makes it very hard to believe that we are this true light and love and this essence that you hear yogis talk about. Deep down, there's this doubt where we may think to ourselves, not me, I'm not really good. I did all that stuff. I'm just, you know, there's just this, whether it's conscious or subconscious, we do hold on to a lot of that. So part of my journey has been, and this has been very difficult for me because I'm one to cover up hard feelings and pain with doing. My tendency in the past was to think, oh, this doesn't feel good. So I'm going to run out and make this elaborate meal or, you know, write another great article or do research or do something that I can show on the outside to kind of band-aid over not feeling good. Or, you know, I would distract myself and let me go meet up with a friend or let's do another hike. Or, you know, again, it's not, there's nothing wrong with those things, but it's really the motivation behind them. So in the past few years, I've had to confront a lot of darkness inside of me, a lot of despair, a lot of negative feelings. And it was like a detox. It's like when we go through juice and smoothie cleanse. If any of you ever did my cleanses from Glow Bio in the past, there are a lot of things comes up. And if we run from it, if we stop the cleanse and we go and we eat, you know, a big old hamburger or a veggie burger for many of us, then sure, we cover up that uncomfortability, but we haven't gotten down to the root. And so unfortunately, it's stuck still in there. So for me, I had to sit with myself and think about these things. Now, I did find an amazing healer, coach type person. I wouldn't say she's a formal therapist, but she's more like a, I guess you say a coach, or, you know, again, I say intuitive person. And I would speak to her about a lot of these things, and she would hold a space for me to actually face myself and let some of these deep feelings of shame and guilt kind of unravel and go down. And I would start to explore things in my childhood. For many of us, we form patterns. We think something that our parents did means something when in actuality it really didn't. Maybe they were just in their own head, they're all on their own journey, or maybe they're rushing around. And one comment can really form a deep-seated belief that isn't really true. I love wearing socks when I'm home or on the go. And I want to share a super cozy sock with you that I have been personally wearing and love. I wear it at home and with my sneaks when I run to the park with little bubs. And they are called Bombas. They are not only super cozy socks, but they have been designed for performance and comfort. And what I love as well is that they have a one pair sold, one pair donated program. To date, they have sold and donated over 7 million pairs of socks to homeless shelters. Bombas socks have 2 years of research and development, which have led to multiple improvements in their sock design. They have a honeycomb arch support system that provides extra support where you need it most, a cushioned toe bed reinforced for comfort without added bulkiness, stay-up technology. 133 tension levels were tested to find the perfect tension that's comfortable and stays in place. Y-stitched heel, a more form-fitting stitch creating a natural cup around your heel, and super soft cotton that keeps you warm in the winter but cool in the summer. So that's a lot of technology and engineering, but all I can say is that the end result is something that I personally love. I wear them all the time. I reach for them all the time in my sock drawer. They are my favorite socks. They're like little pillows for your feet. And again, you can just wear them hanging out at home. You can throw them on when you go to the gym or to the park or running your errands or whatever, and you will love them. So I have awesome news for you. You can get 20% off your first order. You can go to bombas.com. That's bombas.com, and you'll get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com, and the code is beautyinside to get 20% off.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
So over the past few years, I've just given myself the space to go in, to look, to let myself feel. And it's been very painful, but a lot of things have started to actually detox, and I can feel it, and I feel lighter, and I feel just happier moment to moment. And when we detox a lot of these heavy things from our body, and I say things because it can be a physical toxin, but it very much can be an emotional feeling, an experience, a deep belief. We have to give ourselves that space to actually let them flow out. Otherwise, just like a physical toxin, it just stays rooted and stays encrypted in our body. So meditation is really, really powerful. If you need further support, a friend who's on the same path, or some kind of coach, or, you know, healer, or, you know, anyone that you feel drawn to or called to can also be really helpful. one of my biggest healers is my journal. You know, I have to show you guys how many journals I have. Free flow writing for me, where I know I'm not going to be judged and no one's going to read it but me, has been incredibly healing in letting it out of my body, because at least it's going from my body into the, onto the page. It's coming out in a form. I'm starting to release it. Even if I don't talk about certain things with anybody else, by putting it on the page, it's brought into my awareness. It's brought out of my body. I've extracted it. And that I have found to be very, very helpful as well. Speaking now practically, I'm going to link to this in the show notes. There is research from multiple researchers around the world that have found that by calling ourselves by our own name, we can actually like our bodies more, and it can even help us be more successful, which is pretty interesting. So what I think this means is that we're actually starting to humanize ourselves by calling ourselves our name. Oh, hey, Kim. Hey, Kimberly. Remembering with compassion that we are a soul, a living being. This, you know, we're not a pile of dirt that can just be kicked and thrown around. And, you know, I speak of mentally, the words, the thoughts that we usually apply to ourselves can be so abusive. So when we start to think of ourselves in terms of our name, we can add more love and compassion and humanity to ourselves. So that can be a really helpful practice. And remember that because we are, on average, scientists are speculating that about 60,000 thoughts a day are crossing our mind. It's really, really important that we start to, number one, start directing those thoughts in consciously positive ways with affirmations. And number two, not believing every thought that comes through. So let's break that down. The first one is affirmations. We have some that you can download on KimberlyStandard.com if you want to get started. There's also some really great little affirmation books by Paramahansa Yogananda, or you can just write your own that resonate. And the thing with affirmations, though, is you have to get in a mind space of openness. If you feel like, oh no, this could never happen, or you feel really critical of yourself, or you just feel down, it's not a great time to practice an affirmation, because then you're just going to be saying in the back of your head, yeah, right. And that's not going to help you. So I usually do affirmations around meditation, either before or afterwards. And it can be very simple. It can just say, it can literally be, I'm strong enough. I'm strong enough. I'm strong enough just as I am. And what I just try to pour my energy into those words. I start by saying them normal voice, and then I get softer and softer. And then I repeat them silently to myself. I try to get it all the way down into my subconscious, into my brain. And if there is negativity, like in a specific form that you can pinpoint, such as I'm not smart enough, or I'm, you know, not creative enough, or whatever it is, you can keep it general, you can keep it specific by saying, you know, I have all the resources, I have all the creativity, all the intelligence I need. And just keep saying it to yourself. Or again, almost all of us have been plagued by body shame and beating up our bodies. For me, it was like I would stare in the mirror and look at my thighs and think the most horrible thoughts to myself. Like, you're horrible. You don't have the willpower. You ate too much. Look how big your thighs look today. I was endless, on and on and on. So you can start to clear that by thinking, I love my body and myself as I am. I love my body and myself as I am. Or I am more than my weight. I'm pure light and love. You know, that one goes a little more spiritual. If that doesn't resonate with you, I tend to go that way. I think in terms of energy a lot. But whatever resonates, just giving yourself some clear space and thinking, it's like affirmations are thoughts, but to really get them right, it's integrating into your emotions and your feelings. So they're really powerful when you put feeling into them and you feel, even if you don't fully believe it yet, what if you kept the open-ended space of what if it is true? So at least there's inquiry, at least there's openness, instead of closed down thinking in a very, left brain, super rigid, masculine way, like, no, what's the facts here? How could this be true? but at least having openness and softness, gentleness, bringing in that feminine, whether you're male or female, but we all have masculine, feminine energy. So bringing in this feminine energy of softness and openness to what if I do have all the resources? What if I really am good enough? What if I am beyond what I look like and what I do in the world? So keeping that inquiry and keeping that openness allows for receptivity. And receptivity allows for new energy, new pathways, new neural pathways to form in your brain, creating conscious change in your life that where your outer circumstances will start to match your inner thoughts and beliefs. So affirmations, and I think some people, you know, say, oh, they don't work for me, but they're not really applying them and in that open space. Affirmations have been huge for me in my life. I look at how much change they've created. They may or may not work for you, but they're a tool I do want to bring up and offer. I think they can be very powerful. Again, if you just stay receptive, you put your feeling and your heart into them. And sometimes that you can't be in that space every single day, but sometimes you can if you create it, or you can get away from other people, even friends and family, and just give yourself a little bit of space to pour in, give yourself that openness, really believe, or at least, you know, think this could be true. And eventually you can think this is true. It will start to connect with some part of your inner being where it is the truth. I believe, you know, deep down in our core, we are light and love. We are this infinite potential. We are not this surface, this shell, just what our bodies look like. And what we do in the world can be amazing. We can serve other people. We can help other people. We can, you know, create and achieve and grow. But at the end of the day, that's still secondary to being connected with ourselves. It's like this light, this radiance that pours out 360 degrees. It can talk about helping people. It can just shift energy. It can spread so much love. It can create change. So our beingness in the world is so much more greater, so much more bigger than what we do, what we put on paper. That's all the stuff on the outside. This beingness, which pours up and out of us, it just radiates, and it can get brighter and brighter the more we tune in, the more we connect, the more we journal and meditate, find stillness, go in nature, whatever form of practice works for us. I wholeheartedly believe this is how we get out of the whole prison of thinking we're not good enough. Because if we put all our value in what we do and how we look, that's always going to change, and we're never going to feel good enough. If we believe it's always how good our pictures look on Instagram, how many followers we have, how many promotions we get, it's just never enough. It's just going to keep the next goal, the next figure is going to keep getting higher and higher and higher. So it's just more important of to tune in. There's the balance. And I know you may be sitting here today not fully being there yet with what I'm saying. If I listened to this myself, probably, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, definitely, I would have said, that sounds nice, but I still have to look a certain way. I still have to get this done in my job, or I still have to impress my family. I still have to do this stuff. And that's okay. It's okay to be in that mode too. But if there's even a tiny, tiny little spark that feels a connection to what I'm saying, a resonance, that can build and build and build, or you can sit with what I'm saying today and just consider it. Consider it. And this awareness is the huge part of the shift. So in my journey, I read so many books about self-love, just lots of different tools. I read Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. I read Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting, all these different books. And they were helpful, and they would create tiny little awarenesses. But it wasn't until I really allowed myself the space and time to have this reflective time regularly, not just when I did a yoga retreat once a year or when I was on vacation, you know, a couple times a year, but day to day, which we do build into practically into our morning routine, our morning practice. So sometime around, you know, before you have your hot water with lemon, or afterwards, or building it in, even just a few moments to breathe, to feel your body, to get into your body, to feel grounded into your body. And if you want to extend it out to a meditation, to breathing, to journaling, whatever it is beyond that, you know, even a few minutes, however short or how long. It's the beginning of being consistently in touch with yourself, of getting out of this compare and despair mentality of constantly comparing, constantly feeling like we have to compete and contrast and measure ourselves up. I know that game. I mean, I remember just looking around at everybody else, especially in school and thinking, oh, I want to be in the top 10 of the graduating students. So who has better grades than me? What did they get on this test? How's my GPA compared to them? And then it goes out into the world, being at a party and thinking, oh, who's skinnier than me? Who has a better body? I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but it really is, if we are honest, some of the things that go through our heads. And again, I am not fully there yet. I am not this, you know, I'm not the level of Eckhart by any means, or Yogananda. I'm not an enlightened yogi, but I have gotten to a much higher level of peace because I think I just regularly tune in and I focus on how I feel. I've let a lot of negative thoughts drain out. And when I do have sadness or jealousy or anxiety, I really try to let myself, if it's not in that moment, I try within that day at some point, I try to let myself sit and I just feel it. I let myself feel what I'm feeling, and it usually dissipates. I don't try to rationalize it with thoughts. I let myself really feel. And then afterwards, I may do some inquiry, like, why did this really bother me? Or why do I care that she said, you know, that so much? Or why do I care so much that she was dismissive of my talk? You know, this has happened to me in the last, you know, few years, where sometimes I don't get the reaction I want to from somebody that attended one of my talks. And they didn't say, oh, that was so great. And then I kind of feel a little let down. And then I think, well, why does it bother me so much? Why do I have to get that outer validation? And then I sit. And so I don't feel right. I don't feel great right away sometimes. But just that inquiry process really starts. Inquiry is so, so powerful. You know, this is something that Byron Katie talks about a lot. She talks in her work. She talks about asking questions. Because asking questions at least challenges our thoughts so that we don't believe the 60,000 thoughts flitting through our minds every day, which can be very, very stressful. If we believe every thought, we are all going to believe that we are not good enough, we are too fat, we are not smart enough, we didn't do enough, we're not great moms, we screwed up, we're bad people, so on and so forth. But if we start to question our thoughts, is that really true? Why does this really bother me? We can start to dig down like layers of an onion. We're going deep and deep into our core, where we can fill that core instead of these questions of, you know, constantly wondering if we're not good enough. We can start to fill it with, wow, at the core, I can see this energy, this, again, in my terms, light and love, this essence. And I actually am good and true and complete and whole down in my essence. And if I can hold on to that connection, even if it's just a tiny bit of time, but then it grows and grows and grows, that's going to give me everything I need to feel validated, to feel loved, to feel good enough. And I don't need a single other person to really believe it, because I'm connected to myself. So that's the journey. And I'll say again, for me, it goes in and out, but my connection, because of this process over the last few years, inquiry, connection, again, meditation, I say it over and over again, journaling, because of all this work I've done, I will say that I feel connected to myself more than I don't. Whereas before, it was the reversal. I wasn't connected to myself at all, really. It was just, here's the weight, here's what I can show the world, here are my achievements, here's what I've done, here are my grades, here's blah, 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 my awards, da, 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 versus now this inner energy, this inner happiness has grown. So I know if I can do it, you can do it too, because I was such an anxiety ridden, insomniac, body obsessed, body shamed, you know, individual. And to come more towards peace is something that's possible. And it's definitely possible for you. So I hope that this has been introspective for you today. I think it's really important, just like, you know, Kimberly 81 said in our review, for me, this journey of wellness, food is a part of it. It will always be a part of it, but it's just one part. So it's so important that we talk about our health as a whole, our wholeness is really what health is, and we're moving towards that. And our emotions and our mindset and our perspective and our opinions of ourselves and our energy and how we treat ourselves are such an enormous part of wellness that we talk about all of it here. I'm here for you for the whole journey because I understand the whole journey. I've been through the journey myself, and it would be a lie to say that, oh, just fix your diet and eat the beauty detox way and everything's going to be great. That is an important tool, but it is all of this. It is everything. It's all the parts of our life. And again, the thoughts, the emotions, and doing an emotional detox and letting yourself feel things, I believe is just as important. If in some ways, more important than doing a physical detox. Everything is linked to everything else. Everything affects everything else. So more resources we'll link to in the show notes. There's free meditations on KimberlyCenter.com. I've got affirmations for you. There's recipes if you want to start to self-nurture yourself. Anything I can do. I'm doing Facebook Lives every week as well. If you have any questions about this, we can talk about it more. I'm here for you. I love you. I want you to feel your best. I want you to really, again, that's a desire too. I would say I want you to be in touch with yourself, but I want to offer it to you. And only you can really know and feel and let go and just intuit when that feels really right for you. But know that I'm here for you wherever you are in your journey, wherever you are, it's perfect. You are perfect inside. There is a part of you that is so much greater than all the imperfections that you see, all the, what you look like, what you do. You are already whole and complete. And it's a journey to get there, but it is the truth. And so I just wanted to say that to you again one more time before we wrap the show. You are whole and complete. You are amazing. You have so many gifts to show the world. And it's not what you do. Just being yourself, being your essence, letting that radiate out is already hugely, hugely impactful on the world. So I send you so much love. Have an amazing rest of your day and week. And we will be back here Thursday for our Q&A podcast. Remember, if you haven't left a review yet, please do so on iTunes. It's a great way to spread the light and love. And I send you love. I will see you back here on Thursday, beauty. Take care. Okay, beauties, I will be back with you on Thursday for my Q&A session show where I answer questions from the Beauty Detox community. To submit your question, please go to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. Thanks so much and see you again soon. And always remember, progress, not perfection, as true beauty comes from the inside out.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.